Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Space Game Junkie podcast. We're having some technical issues tonight. The first being that for some reason, Jim has lost the ability to record from Skype, which is what we use to do this thing we call show. So we're having
It's loosely known as a show.
Loosely known as a show. Secondly, this game and many games from this particular era of Windows games do not work well with my usual broadcasting software called Open Broadcaster Software, which is a wonderful piece of software. I rarely have a problem with it. Except for certain games, it just doesn't want to pick up. Like late 90s, early XP era, certain games from then, maybe it's a certain type of DirectX, I don't know, but OBS either won't pick it up or it'll be flickering, so if you're epileptic, you will have a seizure. That's what happens with this one. So I'm using NVIDIA Shadow Play to capture this, which most of the time works fine. Most of the time. But yes, we're here to talk about 1998's XCOM Interceptor from MicroProse, one of their few space sims. They only did like four. If you recall, they did this one. They did Mantis. Do you remember Mantis from like 1991?
I somewhat remember Mantis.
I remember
that I did buy it. I got it like when it was like 99 cents.
At a Babbage's? That's kind of where I got it, I think. Yeah. Like at a Babbage's or some shit.
Yeah, it was like bargain bin. The box looks like it had been through something terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. It just looked so awful. And it was awful. It was an awful, awful game.
But it had Newtonian physics in a Starfighter game. But it didn't work. It did not work for that game because it became like jousting BS, right?
It did, and like it was such a weird flight model. It was like your ship was stuck on a dreidel or something. That's how it felt like. You know, you're like your ship was stuck on a spinning top that was just all the time spinning. It was very weird.
Ensign, engage the dreidel drive. It's dreidelous.
Oi! Wait, oh, what's a lie? What's a lie? Oh, never mind, Alex. I thought you were saying something we were saying was a lie.
Lie.
But then if you recall, in 1990 and 91, they also had Lightspeed and Hyperspeed. Remember those? You can actually buy those on Steam right now, you guys.
Yeah, they're a little overpriced on Steam right now.
A little bit. Get them on sale, but they're good. They're well, at least for the time, they're good. I haven't tried them recently. I should. I should put them on the list somewhere. But yeah, I haven't played them since.
So which is better, Lightspeed or Hyperspeed? If I had
Hyperspeed,
to make a choice.
Hyperspeed is the sequel. Other, right? Hyperspeed, okay. I believe, is the sequel. It's a little more refined, so you want to go for Hyperspeed. You really don't miss anything.
Because sometimes the sequel was worse than the original.
Sometimes, but here's
it was like it
thing.
Got focus grouped into Doom. Like they were just like, this game was too complicated. Let's make it stupid. All right, here's the sequel, and you know, XCOM Rebirth style kind of thing. And it's like, no. So you got to be a little bit wary about that, but yeah.
And here's the thing: MicroProse made great flight sims, F-19, F-117, all the F-15 games, Gunship 2. They made some great flight sims. So it's kind of interesting they never really delved too much into the space sim arena. Now, here's interesting about this game. I looked it up. Most of the, at least the lead, the I looked on Moby Games. A lot of the guys who worked on this had no space sim experience. A lot of them worked on, remember the multiplayer gold edition of Civilization 2?
Nope. Can't say that I did. Civilization 1 I played, and then I didn't touch a Civilization again until like Civ 4.
Oh, Civilization 2 was the one I started with, and it was really excellent. But then they had a multiplayer expansion, which actually used, like, some of the services from the time, like 10 or whatever those were. Remember those? And so a lot of the guys that worked on that particular game somehow came over to this. And a lot of them had no I looked it up on Moby Games. Either they had no space sim experience that I could find. They also had no experience on previous XCOM games. So it's kind of interesting. Like, I was trying to find out how this game came to be.
Like, yeah, they were probably trying to figure that out, too.
Like, why did
they're sitting in the office like, why did we make this?
Yeah, like, oh, the space games are hot right now. Let's make a space game. What do we got? We got XCOM. It's future-y. Let's
but it was also that weird departure that they had. What was the XCOM, the game that really went whole hog into the chrome and 50s
Apocalypse.
Stuff? Apocalypse. Okay.
Which I loved. I loved Apocalypse.
I thought it was interesting.
I loved it.
It took me a minute to get over that aesthetic, though, and then this game, they went bonkers.
They went all fucking out with the aesthetic on this.
It's like you're flying a freaking 57 Chevy in space.
It so is. But we're just going to do,
Yeah, it's a lot of that Googie influence that was, you know, Jetsons-y back then. When we had the bright future and the boomerang-shaped coffee tables.
So this game totally embraces... Go ahead. This game totally embraces the 50s aesthetic. I mean, look at this map screen. And one thing I hate about this game, there are certain things I like, but there are certain things I hate. You know, in a lot of games, you could scroll around the map by, you know, WASD or whatever, you know. Nope. You got to use this stupid little purple ball thing here to pan around the goddamn map. And then you can't even use a mouse wheel to scroll up or down. You got to use these notches here. It's just really whack-ass design.
It's strange. UI. You know what this puts me in mind of, and it has absolutely nothing to do with it, is that tower defense game that I... Oh, my God, I just lost the name of.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Adam Zombie Smasher?
Okay, so you had UFOs that came in, and they would go orbits around the planet.
Unstoppable Gorg.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. Freaking Unstoppable Gorg.
Which I have not yet played. Is that good?
Really? Oh, yeah. It just kind of, I don't know, it's got a similar Buck Rogers feel to this.
Right.
Because this, dude, this is straight up Buck Rogers right here.
It really does. That's what it's trying to do. Now, here's one of the first areas this game just falls flat on its fucking ass. Research. Now, you might remember in previous XCOM games, you hired scientists that had their own stats and names, and then they would work on your research, and it was cool because you could watch it, you know, you could watch them work on it, kind of. You'd watch a little bar, and you'd like, ooh, it's because I hired that guy that's going a little faster. Well, now, you download shit. Like, let me hook up my 300 baud modem to Earth. Let me use the acoustic coupler from fucking War Games to, to download lasers. 11 days to download shit at the speed of light or faster.
But, you know, there's a reason, though, in Independence Day that modem thing actually worked with their ship.
Right.
Because it was reverse-engineered alien technology is where we got computers from anyway. And they explained that in, like, some kind of, like, scene that got left on the cutting room floor. So that's why TCP worked, because it was actually an alien protocol. Or some shit. Vinton Cerf would probably disagree. But anyway, go ahead.
So, the base module... I mean, this game has so many UI problems. Like, if I want to build another antenna... Where the fuck is the antenna? There it is. The downlink. I can only build it at a certain spot. Like, why does it need to be... And it takes 23 days to build that. I don't know why 23 days. And then I want to build a training module, because I don't apparently have one. Which is fucking weird. Oh, God, I hate panning around this base. Remember in XCOM, it was just a 2D thing, and you would place one, you know? You'd place a thing, and you were done, you know? Like, I'm going to put the hangar over here. I'm going to put the bathrooms over here. And
yeah, totes.
You can't fucking do that.
Mm.
Where can I put a training module? Okay, I'll put one right there. Okay, fine. Right, I have 10 missiles. This is the thing you're always going to keep buying is missiles. Now, this is, if you need stores, you don't manufacture them yourself like in other XCOM games. You buy them from local bases.
Dude, I can think of 100 different ways to do base building better than what that was.
I know.
Like, you know, but 3D, right? Because this was one of those, like, 3D acceleration was the new thing.
The new thing. So we had to have 3D acceleration. You know, we had to have 3D.
Can't have, like, a 2D map with a blueprint of a star base, and then you just click shit in the rooms. Because the way that I'd have done it is I'd have had a donut, and it had different, you know, wedges around it, right? So you just have space, You know, like say you take this donut and you have like 30 spaces around it, right. And then you just say, okay, well, I want a lab, that's one space, or I want crew quarters, that's two spaces, right?
Yeah.
And then you just fit things on the donut. Oh no.
No, nope. It has to be. I mean, that's the thing. There's so many areas of this game that are needlessly complicated. Like, look at this interface. Look at this doesn't need to be like this at all. You know, here's the thing. This Galaxy Frontier map, I can drag this around. I can totally drag this around, you know? But if I want to drag it around on this screen, no. You got to do it from here, which is just so fucking weird.
Man.
I know. It's so crazy. So here's the good part about this game is the dynamic campaign. We said earlier this is one of the few space sims that has a dynamic campaign. And it's true. It's got a dynamic campaign. I mean, you'd think with three games under their belt before this one, they'd get the business/dynamic part mostly right. You know? And they kind of have. You know? They've done a decent job with this. But it's so clunky. It's just so clunky. Like, it took me 20 minutes the other day, even with the manual in front of me, to figure out how to send my pilots to the training facility so the ones who aren't flying in a ship can still be working on training, you know?
Yeah, it's like, this is a textbook for how to not do a UI. Like, right. Everything here is bad. It should be required in some kind of, like, you know, when you go to, like, give me the controller, I need to tighten up the level.
Right.
You know, like, that school, wherever the hell that was, that should be, like, day one. We're going to sit down, we're going to look at busted-ass games.
Right, and this
is never
going
to make this.
Yeah, this would be number fucking one. And it's weird, because this game, like, has some neat screens, like the player report and the income report. There's some neat, like, financial stuff going on here. But then you get, like, why is the ship equip screen look so weird? Like, why does my ship need to be spinning in the middle of it? Why? There's no need for this. Wait, what? Oh, I can rename the ship. Ooh, yay. I didn't know that did that. I didn't know that was a button. Anyway. So now I've launched some probes, and like most XCOM games, you could, you know, I'm just going to fast forward time until an enemy shows up. There we go.
Can you fast forward to the end of this podcast? I'm sick of
this game. I know. Well, it's I couldn't figure out. I was telling you this earlier. I could not figure out why this game exists. Like, I couldn't find any interviews about it. It's like this game, it's like there was like no pre-release hype or anything. You know, like, you know, games have previews, games have interviews, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
It's because it's like, we don't want the press to see this, because the reviews might get out there before people go in and say, XCOM, impulse buy, and, you know, then they got what they got, right? Yeah. So we don't want to show the press this thing. It's like whenever that Assassin's Creed game came out, and they were just like, yeah, we're not going to send out review copies until the game has been out for a week.
Right.
Why? Because it's broke. So they knew this thing was ass.
So here comes the worst part of the game, is the flight engine. If you've tried to play this with a... Why did I just launch a missile? I don't know. Why did I launch a missile? It just did it. It just did it. It just fucking did it. I don't even understand.
Because you hit the space bar.
No, I didn't. That's the thing. I didn't hit the space bar. Yeah, this engine is ridiculous. Everything moves way too fast for you to follow. And don't try and fly this with a joystick if you're going to get this. Use the mouse. And here's the funny thing. I didn't know you could use a mouse until yesterday. I'd already put several hours into this game, and I didn't know you could use a mouse.
In fact, it expressly says the mouse does nothing.
It does. The manual for this game says the mouse is not used while in flight, which I'm using the mouse right now, so that is a bold-faced lie.
This game is so frickin' twitchy.
It is. It's terrible. It's terrible. Like, it's like they looked at games like Free Space and Wing Commander and said, make that, but faster. Like, or something.
That cockpit does look very free space, doesn't it?
It does.
And then you have the forward and backward radar, like
which TIE is very
fighter.
TIE fighter. Even the controls, a lot of the controls are just ripped directly from TIE fighter and Wing Commander.
Yeah, but I went in to remap the controls, right? And I was looking at it, and it's like the whole damn keyboard is in use here.
Pretty much,
so it's weird like that because the game doesn't look that complicated.
I know. It's like it doesn't. It's like weird. It's like it's like a weird dichotomy thing going on. Like it doesn't want to be serious because it wants to be accessible, and yet at the same time, it's fucking complicated and you can't fucking hit anything. It makes no sense. Like. And in this game, it is interesting. You find a downside to dynamic campaigns is that a lot of the missions are the same. There's basically only a few types of missions in this game. Destroy an enemy freighter, defend an outpost, attack an outpost, defend a freighter. And there's like one scripted mission, and that's the last one, which I haven't gotten anywhere near. But apparently involves riding a carrier into a black hole or something and to destroy, like, an alien Death Star thing. Not even kidding. That's exactly what, like, the last mission is.
Can you shoot the pipes?
I wouldn't...
You know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Now, the sad thing is, whenever you see an enemy missile flying around like you just did... Unlike other games where, like, oh, I'll just get back to the Star Destroyer and I've got a million more missiles. Nope. No, eventually your ships will get back to base and they'll be like, we're out of missiles, dude. You gotta buy some more. It's like, fuck. Gotta buy more missiles. I'm out of fucking missiles. Guys, you're always using your goddamn missiles. I can't, even with the mouse, I can't hit this guy. Even with the goddamn mouse and matching the target, that's how twitchy this is. And, since this is the centerpiece of this whole piece of shit, it almost ruins the fun. Like, if they had the option to, like, auto-resolve, you know, or something, that would be great, you know?
Totally. Like, let's play a flight sim where we play the strategy map, but we auto-resolve the 80% of the game.
Like, at least with...
I agree. I mean, it would have actually worked.
I was going to say, at least with Star Wars Rebellion, they understood that their battle engine was shit and gave you an auto-resolve option, which you almost always had to use because, again, you would play one battle once just to see it and go, wow, that was terrible. I'm never doing that again. And just auto-resolve the fuck out of everything else. And that's kind of what they should have done here. They should have done that here. Or giving you, like, a strategic command where all fighters attack that freighter, you know, or something like that, you know? Instead of having to fly this mess of a goddamn engine. It's just... Oh, God. It makes no sense. And, again, I feel it kind of shows that the people who worked on this, a lot of them, had no experience with space sim games. None that I could find. Like, they all came from strategy games. A bunch of the people who worked on this went on to, like... Remember those, like, PS2 Robotech games? Like, one was called Battle Cry, and...
Oh, yeah, I liked them.
Yeah,
in fact, I still have... whatever the first one was. I think it's Battle Cry.
I think the first one was
the Macross one. I have it on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah,
I kept the disc when I upgraded to a 360. That's one of the few backward-compatible games I kept around.
Well, apparently that game is one of the ones that several of the people on this game went to. But the funny thing is the lead designer, he went to work on that Insect Armageddon game we tried a few weeks ago? Earth Defense Force?
Yeah.
He worked on that. That's one of his. So, still fascinated with aliens, I guess. You know, I am shooting the fuck out of this guy, and nothing is happening. I wonder if this is bugged or something. And you know what? I could leave. I could be like, fuck this. I'm out of here, and hyperspace out. But then you fail. And the problem is, if you fail, it's not like you have to fly the mission again, like a lot of games. No. Your rating will go down, and you won't get as much money next month from the corporations whose outposts you're protecting. And then you're just shooting yourself in the foot. So
And this game, it's pretty tight, right? Tolerance. So you can't go out there and screw up. No. Because if you blow a couple missions, you better restart.
Yeah, exactly. You might as well just start again, because there's no way you're going to win if you... Like, at the end of my Let's Play, spoilers, I lose one fighter. I'm like, oh, I might need to start again. I already had four, so I went down to three, which is what you start with. I'm like, okay, maybe I can keep going on three. And then I lost another one. I'm like, nope, I'm done.
So let me give you a choice. I tie you to a chair, and you have to play a game for 24 hours.
Oh, God.
Is it this, or is it Alien Isolation?
Oh, fuck. I might...
They're both torture, but one...
But one is actually a good game, isn't it? I've heard Alien Isolation is an actual good game.
Yes, it is.
It's
up there with like Dead Space and stuff. Except Dead Space is more gruesome.
Yeah, Sync. I think I'd rather be scared by a good experience than tortured by a bad one.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I think I'd have to go with Isolation.
Yeah.
Honestly, what about you? What would you pick?
Isolation every time, because I like it. I play it in doses, right? Because it is a little bit tense. But I find that you have to play it on easy, because then it actually feels like the movies. Uh-huh. Because if you play it on hard, the alien is just right up your ass the whole time.
Wait a minute. So there's one ship left, and I was shooting at him, and I don't know what my wingmen are doing. My wingmen were
just
like,
following you around. Hit A.
I did. And now they're shooting at him. I'm like, dude, he's an enemy. Shouldn't you just fucking...
No, they're letting you have the glory.
Oh, I didn't want the glory.
Hey, so this has nothing to do with space games, but okay. I was like idly browsing Steam while we're talking about this, and I came across this game that just came out in early access. Do you remember Dragon Magazine 5 to about 1989? There was a cartoon in there called Snarf Quest.
I saw that on Steam today. I wasn't sure what that was.
I'm wondering, like, where in the hell did this IP come from? It's been asleep for 20 years, and then suddenly, Snarf Quest the game. Like, what? Like, you know, maybe people your age and mine remember this, but it's like, man, it's been a long time. So that's pretty crazy.
Sinistar, I think I'd rather play the latest Battlecruiser game over this for 24 hours.
Yeah,
Because it's a more even that is a more refined experience than this. So yeah, I mean, this is the part of the game they get right, is the strategic slash exploration part, because that part is kind of fun. Oh, see, I don't know if you see this now. I've run into the problem where there aren't enough missiles because I've run out of stock. But look, there's a freighter coming with missiles. So here it comes. So now you'll have your goddamn fucking missiles, you piece of shit. Okay, take your goddamn missiles, you fucking whiner. Oh, hey, another alien base. Another alien thing. Now, here's the other funny thing. Like, if you detect an alien too far away, your fighters might not be able to get there because they run out of fuel. And the thing is, if they run out of fuel, there's nothing you can do. They're just going to turn around and come back.
Mm-hmm.
At all. There's not a thing you can do about it. Is like they're just going to...
So what if you send them to somewhere that even with a full tank they don't have enough fuel to get there? Do they still fly till they run out and then turn around?
Yes.
Ah!
Yes. That's exactly.
That's redonkulous.
That's exactly what they do.
Oh God, that sucks
exactly
so bad.
Exactly what they do. I tried that. At one point I did that just to see what would happen, and they kept flying and flying and flying, and then all of a sudden, hey, we're out of fuel. We're coming back. Like, oh, that's great.
Cool. Hey, but, so the actual reason that I was browsing around Steam, you said that there was a new roguelike that came out today. Is that Rogue Continuum?
Yes.
Okay. I was just checking. So, interesting thing, because I was looking at that Planetary Prospectors ARM game
today.
I bought it.
Oh, right? I you should have waited. I'm hopefully going to get keys.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. But I bought it. And then Alex in the chat there came back to me, and he's like, hey, it's gone. And I'm like, what do you mean? And we can't find it on Steam now. So he shut the store page down and everything, apparently.
Oh, yeah. No, they. I saw a post where they were having problems with people running the game at all. People were not able to run the game. And so they said they're working on it, so maybe that's what they did. They shut it down.
I think that's maybe the deal, right? But I guess, well, once you release, I guess you can't take it back. So I don't know how, other than just shutting the page off, how you do that. Because whenever I installed the game, then it says, oh, there's no executable. And then I go browse in the folder, and then there's three folders, and one's a Mac, one's a Linux, one's a Windows executable. And it just didn't hook it up, right? So the installer was busted.
Right.
So, but that's a weird thing. Like, it just disappeared. You know,
that is weird.
The game's got a lot of promise, although the controls are super freaky, strange. Like, I'm gonna have to consult with them about their controls. It's weird.
A game by that lives or dies by its controls. Like, look at this game. A game like this lives or dies by its flight model, by how tightly it controls. Like, that's why Free Space, to you guys, is still the best in the business, because it has such a well-crafted flight model. And this game is almost the opposite. Like, I've flown some bad games. Like, dude, I'd rather fly the Tomorrow War than this. You know, I mean, I'd rather fly...
Tomorrow War.
Oh, God. What is that other one? There's another terrible Eastern European flight sim that came out in the mid-90s. It's in bundles all the time. It's not the Tomorrow War. It's another one. I can't fucking remember the name of it. But
also bad.
Also terrible. I'd rather fly that than this. I'd rather fly fucking Dark Star 1, which is a boring flight model, rather than this, which is... Even with the mouse, I'm starting to get annoyed. Like, even with the mouse, my eyes are like, fuck you.
Yep. Hey, so, other thing that happened today.
Yeah.
Pulsar, The Lost Colony.
I saw that, yeah. I saw that hit Early Access, yes.
Yeah, I have a problem here, though, because it's a multiplayer game.
But do they not have AI crewmen yet? I don't think they do.
I don't know, but it's multiplayer, right? And it's got the potential... Like, this could be the replacement for Guns of Icarus, right?
Sure.
Like, let's play Guns of Icarus in space. Whoop. This could do it. However, it's $25, and you get one key. Now, if they had doubled down and said, okay, you get a key for you and one to give to a friend, it's a multiplayer game, so, right? That
sure.
I would be down for that, but 25 for me and 25 for somebody else... And then we're going to test it out and see if it's any good or not.
Yeah.
Well, I guess fun policy, right? But it's
sure.
But it's like you don't ever buy something thinking like, "Ah, there's probably 90% chance I'm going to get a refund on this." Right?
Yeah.
So it's I mean, especially like if you're trying to talk a friend into it, you don't want your opening line to be like, "Hey, dude, you can get a refund if, you know." So
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I don't know, man. I'm thinking he's pricing himself out on this at launch. Also, and this brings up another thing, and Alex and I were talking about before, I think that a game, when it's early access, should actually be cheaper, not more expensive, than whenever it releases.
Don't they usually?
Oh, no, it's the opposite. It's more expensive.
What?
And that, yeah, it's like, give us extra money if you want to support
I thought access. Most games were usually like, oh, it's a discount during early access, then it's going up to full price when it releases.
Nope. Not anymore. You might have seen a few games that did that.
I've seen a lot of games that do that. What?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm just not noting them because they don't annoy me.
A lot of games do that, I thought.
But
yeah.
I think that should be the way, right, is like... Let's do this like 50% off.
Yeah, Cinatar agrees. Cinatar agrees with me. Most are cheaper, he says.
Okay.
And Odyssey, I can't abandon. I can't just switch a game in the middle of a stream. I can't do that. Though X2 was good. I did like X2.
Yeah. So Cinatar's right. So he's saying the ones that cost more is because they were on Kickstarter and they have
years. Planetary Annihilation, for example.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes sense because you don't want to piss off your Kickstarter backers.
That's true, but look at what has happened with Planetary Annihilation. It was like $40 for the longest time, and now it's like $5. Right? Mm. So, you know, that was a rapid fall. But then, after that, then they come out with like another one, and it's like back at $40. You know, the Titans version, which added some stuff. But it's essentially, it's a DLC, but it's a DLC which is a rebuy the whole game at full price. They're not trying to annoy their customer base or anything, I don't think.
Yeah, Ron, Odyssey does pick up something, that this game has a hilarious name generator. We got Ron's Lunchbox Smeds.
Wasn't he a developer on EverQuest?
I don't know. Consuelo Buckshot Houston. Floyd the Terror Warner. Sherry Ace Larson. And Pam Queasy Taylor. Do I want to take Queasy in the combat? I don't know. Do I want to take Queasy in the combat? I'm not sure. Do I? So, yeah, this game is just so frustrating because there's parts of it that it gets, like, I like that I have to hire pilots and train them and yeah. stuff. But there's so much wasted shit here. Like, what is this? Do you see what my cursor is pointing at? This like, glowy part of the interface for the base? This does nothing.
Yeah, nobody knows what that does.
It does nothing except look cool.
It's a blingy.
It's a blingy thing, and it does nothing, and that's it. And it's like, why? Why? I mean, just make a much more straightforward, like, you don't need this to be round and look like it's all a glossy 50, Nouveau 50s, Art Deco thing. Like, make it functional. Sorry. It's just so frustrating. It's just so frustrating. All right, we're going to launch a patrol mission, because why not? What do you mean no ships are ready for launch? Oh, because they got to fly back. Fine.
I'm sorry, are we still playing XCOM?
Yeah, of course we're playing XCOM. Oh, God, XCOM. Why? That's what the XCOM, that's what this podcast is about. But yeah.
It was a joke, Brian. I didn't seriously mean we should do a show.
You totally meant it. You totally meant it. But oh, my thing, gosh. I can't figure out why this exists. Like, I know
it caused you pain. That's why.
Like, it's weird. This came out after Apocalypse, even though chronologically it takes place before Apocalypse. What? Like, what were? Why? Well, there's so many.
This just makes the Firaxis XCOM all the better, because that game could have been bad in 100 different ways.
That's
right?
True. That do, game do could remember, have been.
Do you remember in 99? They were talking about doing that first-person shooter XCOM.
Didn't they eventually do that? It was called Enforcer. Didn't they eventually do that?
No. That was the thing that came out about the same time as this, actually.
What was that?
This other one was going to be like Call of Duty XCOM kind of thing.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was going to be kind of a corridor shooting, you know, whatever. Didn't happen, right? No. But I remember being at E3 and taking a look at it, and it was like, I'm kind of glad it didn't happen. You know, because they finally did. They did the XCOM, the Bureau thing, which is a game that I really want to like. I just haven't figured out a way to like it yet.
Is that a first-person shooter or a tactical?
It's a third-person shooter kind of thing, and it's got tactical real time. So it doesn't pause the game, but it slows it down to like a tenth of speed, and then you know do the whatever. So, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I want to like that game, but it's got a lot of, like, ammunition management and stuff, and I run out of bullets and whatever. It's a lot of it, it's like playing a Fallout game and then using VATS, you know, to do your shooting.
That's all I did was use VATS.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like that, although you don't actually do the shooting in the VATS thing, but it's kind of like you can target stuff that way, and you order your squad mates to do things. The one thing that is a really odd decision is that whenever you move the marker around, like if you're going to tell somebody to go somewhere, you can't just point directly at it. You have to actually drive the little circle around on the ground, and it can't go where a person couldn't walk, right? So you actually have to path it around things to get to where. And the same comes true when you're going to throw a grenade, and it's just kind of like, wow, okay. Because I remember there was like one level and I couldn't figure out how the heck to get the cursor up to where it needed to be to throw a grenade at the guy because you couldn't get there. But, strange. But anyway, I do want to like that game because it's kind of got that aesthetic. It's like Dragnet with aliens. Right. And that's kind of cool.
And I want I want to like this, but there's so many little things that prevent me from liking it. Like, remember when I told you, I bought missiles, you motherfuckers. Fine, I'll buy some more. Remember when I told you your guys will just run out of fuel and head back? There's no way you could tell how much fuel they have left. There's no way you could look at your fleet stats and go, oh, they're going to run out of fuel over here. I should just have them go back. No, there's nothing like that, like at all. It's just so much about this game that they get wrong. It's so infuriating. Now buy some more missiles, you prickly bastards. You're so annoying, all of you. You're so fucking annoying. I'm going to buy like 40 fucking missiles so I don't have to keep doing this. Now I'm going to buy 50 missiles because I'm just going to have to keep paying for fucking escorts. So I'm just going to buy 50 fucking missiles like right goddamn now. And I'm going to buy one. Oh, I can't buy another interceptor because I have to buy, because I have to fucking build a hangar. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking build a hangar. Fuck y'all. I'm gonna build it. Yeah, I want to fucking hire an escort. Yeah, see, this game is kind of pissing me off.
You can hire escorts in this game.
For when you buy shit like missiles, cannons, a new interceptor, right. it has to get freighted in from another place. It doesn't get manufactured at your base.
Oh, you know? So it's kind of like a mail order bride.
Yes,
get an escort from another country.
And yes, no, you can pay. Yeah, and you can pay.
We went there. That's it.
Oh, I'm glad that people can't see the chat room now, because now we're talking about hookers and aliens. Because no one... See, that's the thing. We're all joking around. You know why we're all joking around? Because no one can fucking take this game seriously. Nope. There is no... taking this game seriously at all. I mean, from the aesthetic, which is just ridiculous, to the flight model, which is just horrendous. It's like they don't want you to take it seriously. Like the developers are like, we're going to make this not only hard for you, we're going to make it look ridiculous. Like, why?
It's like a joke that tells itself, but it's not a funny one. It kind of is.
Now here's the thing: you could like make a choice. The game does kind of give you interesting choices. Like I can either spend $65,000 on a probe, which I can launch down there, or I can launch a mission to check out this system nearby and see if there's alien activity there. But then if something happens, say to this outpost over here, up in the other part of the map, I'm screwed. I'm totally screwed. Oh yeah, I need to build a hangar. Shit, hang on, I'm building a fucking hangar. Why? Because fuck you, game. That's why. I'm building another hangar. Where's the goddamn hangar? Cargo. Personnel. Hangar. Yeah, I'll build it there. Right there. Yeah. How long is that going to take? Huh? How long is that going to take? Let's see. All right. Module info. There we go. The training module has 2 weeks left. Oh, 2 weeks for the downlink, 20 days for the hangar. I should just fucking, really, okay. So, yeah, we have how many days left until we download the laser guns? 4 days, okay.
You know, I could be level 60 in Star Trek Online by the time you get those laser guns. Dude, Hunter is like a machine, by the way. He's not on tonight, but yes.
Yeah, I know.
In his off time... has been playing a lot of Star Trek Online.
We were
playing Klingons, and he's like level, I don't know, he's Kaelas now. And right. Isn't that a pharmacy chain? But yeah, he's all kaplawed out. And then I was like, okay, let's start Feds, right? And I made a an Andorian girl, because they're super hot.
Right.
I like chicks. And...
Oh, let me interrupt you for a second. Sorry. I'm the Other Dan says that this reminds him of Star Raiders. In a little bit. In a way.
If it had been Star Raiders, I would like it more.
In a way, because you know, there's a map and things are happening on the map and you're flying your guys around to react to what's happening on the map. And that is Star Raiders-y. The best iteration, I think, of that is, remember Star Rangers from Interactive Magic?
Yes.
That game is amazing, people. It's nowhere digital, which is really sad. But it runs fine with DOSBox and shit, so find a disc of that one.
Here's something amazing about that. So, Interactive Magic, those are the same guys that make Warbirds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that they're actually 20 minutes down the road from me?
That doesn't surprise me. I remember...
Yeah, I was shocked. Because they put that M4 tank...
Which I played, which I tried to play, and I couldn't play it. It, like, would not go to a normal resolution, and I couldn't even... I got a refund of it. I played it for, like, 10 minutes, and I couldn't even do any... I couldn't really do anything, so I was like, all right, fine. Which is a shame, because I love tank games.
Yeah, it looked old, right? For a new game, it looks very old. I think it's running the same engine that Warbirds does, and Warbirds is from, like, what, like... 1960-something.
Which back, one?
Way back.
Which Warbirds? There was... I'm thinking Air Warrior.
Oh, God. There was, like, a bunch of different...
There's three of
Air
those.
Warrior 3
There's
was the... Yeah.
The best one. That was the best one. That's the one that came with, like, 300 single-player missions and campaigns and shit. That was great.
I had my most fun with Air Warrior 1 on AOL.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah, and...
that was good.
It was... I kind of liked it. It was fun.
But yeah, folks.
It was the only game in town if you wanted a multiplayer flight sim. But the thing was, like, the viewport was like a postage stamp on your screen, right?
Of course it was.
It was like, 200 by 100 resolution or some bullshit.
Sure, it was like multiplayer Battlehawks.
Yeah.
And it looked that crude. Hey, look, we got missiles. So shut the fuck up about missiles, you assholes.
Does it take you time to import the missiles? Do you have
that
shipped in?
No, that's... Well, yes. When you buy them, they need to get... That's why you have to hire the escort, because they get freighted. They get freighted in. That's what this is. This is a freighter going back now to this base here, which has an outpost. Who owns that one? Mine Corps owns that one. So we're only 8 days into the game, my friends. And
it feels like it.
It really does. Oh, look, bad guys. Yay! It's like you want the fucking bad guys to show up.
It's like, oh, God, there's something to do other than look at this little tiny map.
But, sir, we need more missiles. God damn it. Like
ludicrous speed.
How am I a commander and a requisition officer and a pilot? It's like, come on. Focus, God damn it. I mean, I know you're trying to do all these different things, but fucking focus. Son of a bitch. Okay, wait, there's two enemy fleets? An alien fleet has engaged one of our probes. Oh, we're launching that probe. We're going to ignore because we're taking out that other. We can launch another probe. Yeah. Come on, I'm going to fly as Consuelo. Because you
know,
choose the
Consuelo. No.
I'm going to fly as Consuelo.
No aliens here.
Consuelo. Consuelo is fully functional.
Is she going to fly up and spray the ledge on him?
No mas. Consuelo says no mas to the aliens.
No mas. No, do you not watch Family Guy? Because that's the
I haven't watched Consuelo. Family Guy.
Yeah, she's like, no, I clean.
No, I clean.
Like, launch interceptors. No, I clean.
I clean. No, I know, there's two alien fleets. I'm totally done. I'm totally, totally screwed. I am just completely screwed.
This game would have been better in third person with the controls like Freelancer. That would have saved it.
I think there is a third person view. Hang on.
Yeah, it's the, like, insert home, those keys.
No, there it is. Oh, look, it takes out all the cockpit shit. That's fucking useful. Okay.
Yeah, but if it was a deal where it actually chased the mouse... Right?
No, I agree.
You don't fly the ship.
I agree. You chase the mouse. Like Freelancer. Freelancer, I think, still has the best mouse control system of any of these.
Freelancer,
games.
Unfortunately, is butt ugly. Like, even with mods, nobody's been able to make
it. It's not this ugly, son. It is not. Okay. Here's the thing. I tried getting this to run with 3D acceleration. One, it doesn't look that much better. Two, it crashes a hell of a lot more, which, hey, that might be a blessing. It might be a good thing that
crashes
fucking,
for your protection.
Fucking crap. So yeah, here's the third person view. Can you see that, Jim? Can you see that?
But you don't have any kind of
exactly
anything
it's
to aim with or
it's
anything.
It's completely and utterly useless. Yeah, completely. And the funny thing is, there is a non-cockpit view, which you would think would be more useful, but the game stutters like a fucking madman. with this game, so it's even worse. Flying with the no cockpit view here, which is actually I think it's more useful. It's even worse because, you know, trying to aim is even fucking. Oh God, I hate this. Go back to the It's like we can't render the whole space. We can't render the whole view, sir. Not smoothly. Gotta put your cockpit with a bunch of useless shit like I break for sectoids back on it. Because, you know, that's useful information I needed for situational awareness. Is a bumper sticker on the inside of my cockpit. What the fuck? Sorry. This game.
I break for sectoids.
Yeah. In my cockpit. Why? Why do I need to see that? You know,
Does it actually say that?
Yes.
I don't see it on
That's exactly what it says. It says, I break for sectoids with
this
a little...
This game takes itself totally seriously.
With Are a little green alien head. I'm not even lying. That's what this interior bumper sticker says. Like, I've got stickers on my car. I've got a Pacific Rim symbol. I've got two Serenities, and I've got... And I've got a thing for Supernatural. Like, you know... Carry on, my wayward son. And you know what? They're not on the fucking windshield where I can see them. You know? Like, they're not like, ooh, that looks so cool. No, I didn't put that in front of me. Ugh.
I can't even. I got nothing.
It's so, like, why? Why? Like, there's no need. Like, that would just be, I think that would be better if it was just plain gray, like the rest of the console. You know? Like, I think... Shift F just tells everyone to shoot free for all. So just fucking do that, you guys.
It's Shift F for fuck it.
Yeah, Shift F for fuck everything. Fuck you all. That's Shift F for fucking goddamn it. That's
yes.
Yeah, Odyssey. Hey, I don't know why it's inside the ship. I can't fucking figure that out. There's also a couple of stickers in here, like a 13 with some dice. I guess that's your unit, which actually has no bearing to the game at all. Like, you don't make wings or anything. It's just that there's no, like, you know, there's no, like, the Lucky Strikes and the Hammerheads, you know. There's no, there's none of that. But there's apparently a thing. There's a, I don't even. What were you going to say, Jim?
Oh, I was going to say that I wanted to talk about a game that doesn't suck.
No, we have to.
I know that, about... but I'm gonna mention it. I'm gonna just mention it by name. It's called Relic Hunters Zero.
What is
and
that?
And it's free on Steam. It's cool. It's a roguelike kind of thing. And and I like it. It's very, very cool. Speaking and free. Of... Oh, like, sorry. I don't know what they're gonna, why they gave it away for free. I would have gave them $10 for this. But it's totally free. And there's no, like, transactions in the game or anything that I could find. It's just like, here's a game for free. We love you. Okay. But anyway, so that's it.
Right. Oh, wait. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Not you. The game. Oh. So I'm trying to select a new destination, and I'm trying to select my probe that's under attack, and I can't.
Speaking of probes, wouldn't it be better if they had a game where you played as the sectoids?
God, there it is.
And you were invading? And then you could be, like, probing people and doing whatever sectoids do.
Yeah, I know, right? Why can't they let us play from that perspective? Very well said, AC Wraith. No, I do not have a devil's trap in the trunk of my... I don't even have a trunk. It's a hatchback. But I've got an Impala sticker on the back of my car because that's my favorite character.
Why don't you just get an Impala? And, yes, the car is the best thing in the show.
Oh, the car is my favorite thing. But, I don't know. I would love a 67. If I won the lottery tomorrow, I would scour the internet for a 1967 four-door Chevy Impala, and I would pay someone to refurbish it. And, yeah, this probe is getting attacked. They're probing the probe. They're attacking the probe. Well, that's a tough probe because it's lasted a long time. While still under attack by how many ships? I'm gonna fly Ron Lunchbox Smeds this time. I'm gonna fly Lunchbox. I'm the other Dan. I cannot see that link right now. Oh, there's only one ship left. I guess the XCOM probes are armed. Is that a four-door Impala or a two-door Impala? Because if it's a two-door Impala, I don't give a fuck. It's got to be the police edition four-door Impala. There aren't a lot of those left. So
it was a police edition one?
Yeah, that's what I believe.
I had
so.
No idea that they actually had police cars that were that cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so I think it's Shift F for free. Oh my god, you hit Shift F and the lasers from everyone start flying. Like, kill, kill, kill. Like, the wingmen are just like, I'll get him. No, I'll get him. I got it. It's like, Jesus Christ, fellas. Or ladies. Or people. I don't know. Consuela's probably a lady. I don't want to assume they're all men. XCOM is an equal opportunity employer.
Right? Yeah, but the OSHA violations are just off the hook.
Are you going to do that? Do you know do you know enough about OSHA to do that? Cuz I don't.
It's online. You can look it up, like what the all the standards are and whatnot. Yeah.
I would watch that channel cuz that's
Oh no,
amazing.
It's not a channel. It'll just be Well, you know, it could be.
Just
actually.
Make it a YouTube channel.
Yeah, Phoenix Wright representing video game characters and suing for It's like, why is there no railing on this mushroom?
Why is there an open barrel right in the middle of this room?
Oh, the exploding barrels alone, right? Like, amazing.
Wasn't there an article in, remember that site, Old Man Murray?
That was about crates.
That was about crates. So you remember the article about crates.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Which was one of the most amazing, guys, if you haven't seen it, look up like Old Man Murray and crates. It's one of the finest pieces of gaming criticism you will ever read. It's like 15 years old.
Make sure that you look at the article about the Secret Service, because you know that story, don't you?
I think so.
Yeah, it was like Sean Baby posted something on his site, and they posted it. And for some reason, the Secret Service called me to ask if I knew Eric. And it's like, I met him once? How do you know? And this is like before 9/11, right? So they apparently had some kind of like who knows who database going on way back or something. I cannot figure out why my phone rang, but yes, that's a true thing that happened. They got in hot water with the government for something that got said on the blog.
Okay, so here's the funny thing. Now I have 2 days to download this laser, these advanced lasers, and then what? See, I've not figured that part out yet.
And then you must download metal to build the.
Oh, God, maybe. Okay, wait. So we've now researched...
You wouldn't download a laser.
So we've now downloaded research on advanced lasers.
Can you download a bear? You wouldn't download
okay, so
a bear.
Okay, so I think we've just improved... I think we improved the strength of our lasers. I think... I'm not sure... let's get heavy lasers for our fighters. 16 days? Let's do that. Sure.
How much do they weigh?
I don't know. They're heavy.
All right.
They ain't heavy. They're my laser.
They're just big bones.
He ain't heavy. He's my laser. This game is breaking me, folks. Not as much as your game broke me, Jim. I'm sorry, but this game is breaking
me. You know, we went to a similar school of interface design, so...
Yeah. Did you see that last video on Apollo? When I just snapped?
No.
Yeah, no, I snapped. I
send it to our new artist.
Oh, good.
This is what you're facing.
Yeah, because I snapped. So, yeah, why can't we pirate technology? That's what Odyssey, like pirating lasers. Like, why can't we torrent? Why can't I torrent research?
I want to download space, and then I'm a space pirate. It'll be...
And wait, what's stopping other people from downloading this advanced technology? It's just like flying in the ether, apparently. Why? What's to stop other people from intercepting the transmission? And all of a sudden, we like there are other humans fighting us, and they've got really advanced lasers. Like, what? Where'd they get that shit?
Yeah. By the way, that Rogue Continuum game.
Yeah.
Have you played it yet?
No, I haven't bought it yet.
One of the characters you can play is a mech.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And also, I'll tell you that this game is balls hard. It has no mercy.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess it, like, you know, I don't want to buy every goddamn thing on Steam, but, you know, I mean, the refund policy is nice.
Yeah, and it makes it a little more acceptable to the whatever. So, we had a debate going today about what would happen if somebody had a YouTube channel where they did all these game preview things, and all they did was just, like, download the game, do their video, and then get a refund. Right? That would be, like, the supreme way to abuse Valve.
That would be really douchey.
Yes, it would. I can't think of a more douchey thing.
That is super douchey. I bet you there's someone who does that, and I really hope they get no subscribers. I hate to wish that on someone, but that's really douchey.
I'm sure that Steam would detect a pattern. Like, yeah. I've returned my fair share of stuff, but it's been for legitimate reasons.
I've only returned, like, two things. What was the last thing you returned?
I cannot remember the name of it. It was like an Asian strategy kind of roguelike-y game, but it was, oh god, it was terrible. Oh. So I went so far as to actually write a review about
it. I bet you I've played it, because I play all the roguelikes. You know this.
Yeah, but it's like your character only faces to the right, so you have to maneuver so that you're on the left.
Oh, one way heroics?
No. This is weird. And yeah,
because that's a great game. One way around,
they made it look like, hey, this is like Japanese Syndicate or something, and what? It's not. Yeah, I'll find it. I'll send you a link.
But I saw you were playing Space Grunts earlier.
Yeah, that. Have you played Nuclear Throne?
Yes.
Have you ever wished that Nuclear Throne was turn based?
No, but that's exactly what that game is.
It is exactly that.
Which is great. I love it.
It's even got the little maggots and stuff.
Did you see I launched a thing called Rogue Game Junkie? Did you see I did that?
I saw that, but is it a separate site?
It's a separate site. It's just going to be like a YouTube channel where I throw up videos of Rogue Games. It's not going to be like this with a podcast and a Wikipedia and all that shit. No, it's just like, I love Rogue Games. I want to play more of them, and I own a lot of them, and I want to make videos of them. So that's what that is. And okay. I did, one of the first videos I did was Space Grunts. And that game is fun. And I love how hilariously you could die in that game.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dying.
There's a lot of dying, but it's very fun.
There actually is keyboard controls, too. It's not all mouse-driven.
Yeah.
You fare so well with the keyboard, though, for some reason.
Yeah, I found I did better with the game, I think with the keyboard than the gamepad, I think. Mm-hmm. So that game, that new roguelike game, this XCOM game, it's like, it wants to be something, you know. AC Wraith, what's PCG? He likes PCG in general. I don't know what that is. Wow, 3 versus 5. That's fair. Everyone just kill. Everyone just free for all. So it's Shift F. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, this game could have been something great if I don't want to. I really don't want to, you know, I really don't want to be mean to the developers, but I get the feeling they didn't know what the fuck they were doing when I play this, because they didn't have space sim experience. And they didn't have XCOM experience, so it's like someone said, see that? Make that. But with this. You know, like someone handed them a copy of Wing Commander 3 and a copy of like one of the XCOM games and then said, make that. Just do that. And then that's it. That's all they did. That's all they tried. And you know what? I kind of feel bad. Like, I bet you the developers probably worked hard to make this. You know? I bet you they tried. But at the same time, they had no experience with Space Sims. They had no experience with XCOM. So it's like, what are they going to do? Oh, hey, I died. How did I die? Well, there goes that. Now I only have two fighters.
Nice while it lasted.
Yeah, but now I only have two fighters. That sucks. Well, I'm building a hangar, so in a little bit, I could hopefully buy Wait, what's going on? Are they attacking my base? I think they're attacking my base. Yep, they're attacking my base. Well, the base can handle it. I'm not even gonna. So, okay. And you get a weekly report, and it tells you, it advises you, it tells you a weekly score, how many missions you've won, how many missions you've lost. Yeah, thanks, Odyssey. I didn't even see I was getting hit from behind. You're 45 seconds late because of the Twitch stream. Sorry. Yay. All right, I'm just going to fast forward time until I get research or I get another hangar or some stupid shit. Okay, we got a training module. Yay, now I can send some pilots to training. Wow, a whole week went by, guys, with nothing. With nothing. This is nothing. Hey, now we can.
Has the podcast been going on a week?
No, it does feel like that, doesn't it? I don't know. See, that's the thing I miss about open broadcaster software, because it tells you how long you've been recording something. There's a little like timer.
It's like right at an hour.
Shadowplay has no such. Shadowplay has no such.
So Shadowplay, do you actually hook Shadowplay straight to Twitch?
Yeah.
How does that go?
You don't even use your key. You just log in like you would with the website. And
so you haven't upgraded to Windows 10 yet, right?
No.
Oh. So what's very interesting about Windows 10 is if you hit, like, Windows Control R, it's a game recorder. It streams your game to the hard drive somewhere. I've not done it. It tells you when you start games, like, hey, if you hit Win Control R, you can record this. I was like, what? So, yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
That's crazy. That's pretty awesome. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, Shadowplay is not bad. It's good for when OBS doesn't work on for a specific game, which is rare, but it does happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... this fucking game.
Guess what I'm playing right now?
That rogue game we just talked about?
Mm-mm.
What are you playing?
Pocket Space Empire.
Did you buy it?
Yep.
Yeah, so did
awesome. Awesome.
I gave him I shelled out the $50 for the game and the lifetime expansion because, I mean, even what's there is so... Guys, it's a game called Pocket Space Empire. And this is a game where you are truly the emperor. You don't, like... You're not an admiral. You're not, like, a requisition officer. You're the fucking emperor, and the game makes that very clear. So you will, like, give general orders to fleets, and they will try and do their best to do your bidding. And, like, you will actually have to see your subjects. They will come to you with complaints. You know, they will come to you.
It's nice, too, because you can... The scenarios is, like, different time periods in the Empire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
It's called Pocket Space Empire, Alex. Is it pocketspaceempire.com, Jim?
I think so.
Can you put that? Can you find it and put it in the Twitch chat?
Yeah. You know, he's...
the author is, like, the nicest fucking guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, he's hanging around in our Facebook group now, right?
Yeah, no, I totally know that. Yeah. And he's not ready to do, like, a podcast or anything yet. He doesn't want any video of his game out there. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. But, yeah, I've been toying around with it, and it looks like it's going to be great, you guys.
It's silverlemur.com.
Okay, and how much is the base version? The base version is like 30, 25, 30, I think. But if you pay 50...
Oh, wait. Actually, pocketspaceempire.com is...
Yeah,
is
that's what I thought.
All right.
It's pocketspaceempire.com, and it looks really fucking promising, you guys.
Yeah, it's $25.
$25 for the very basic edition. It sounds like Jim also... paid $50 and you get the game plus all the expansions forever. So I'm like, that's worth it because this game looks great. So I'm very excited about that one. We'll hopefully have him on the podcast once he's ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not, so that's cool. You know,
I was thinking about just doing like some interview stuff with him anyway, like even off air, just to kind of discuss what's going on.
The reason I haven't is because Exploramate did a Q&A with him recently, I didn't want to step on their toes. You know what I mean? So I figured I'd give it some space, give it some time, like maybe another few months, and then maybe we'll do a Q&A. Maybe we'll try and get him on the podcast when he feels ready. But that's fair. It's recent enough that I'm like, we'll let them have that. They got to it first.
Yeah.
Because they're cool guys. Speaking of that, we're having Nate on next week, I think.
Are we?
Yeah, Nasirag.
I like Nate.
Oh, Nate's great. Guys, next week we're starting a little later because of the schedule of our friend Nate. He's going to be joining us to talk about Ascendancy, the 4X
space that I don't game own and from, have never owned.
from the Logic Factory, 1996. 1997. Sad thing is the Logic Factory doesn't seem to exist anymore. Because I tried to go to logicfactory.com, and the site domain is like gone. And like I tried messaging them on Facebook, like, hey, what's going on?
It's illogical.
Wait. Wink in the channel says, this is the only channel of my followers that stay black and silent. Yeah, Ascendancy is out on the iPad right now. I don't know how it plays because I don't have an iPad. Alex, have you played that one? If you have, could you give a brief synopsis of how you feel it does? Wink, I'm... Yeah, I mean, I could see the stream in the dashboard. And it seems to be streaming just fine. Jim, can you see the stream? You could see the stream, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's where Wink is.
It might be. Well, the other thing, too, is it's Wink from Gamers with Jobs.
Yeah.
But I had to refresh it, like, twice. And then the video started working.
Oh, so. Well, tell him that. Tell him
I just
that.
Did.
That's, okay, that's a little.
Oh, wait, no, he can't hear us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Please type that in the stream. So next week, the game of the week is Ascendancy, and we're going to be talking about Ascendancy with Nasirag of Exploramate, because that is, I believe, his favorite game of all time. I haven't played Ascendancy in at least a decade. It's been so long since I played that fucking game.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Can you get it on any Abandonware sites?
Abandonware, I don't know. I haven't looked.
Hmm.
I somehow lost my copy in a move, it seems, so I ordered I ordered another one on eBay.
Okay, because I know one place I can get it.
Oh, yeah, but, I'm sure. Know, I wouldn't be surprised if it is on an Abandonware site somewhere, because it's not being sold for the PC anymore. You know, it's. I mean, yes, it's being sold for iOS, but not for the PC. Wow, the game is just kind of chugging along while we've been talking, and nothing.
Yep. Nothing's happening.
Has really happened. Wait, wow. He's trying to watch this through the BlackBerry Amazon Twitch app. Well, I'd say the first word of that is your problem.
BlackBerry.
I'm sorry. Wow. That's terrible. Yep.
Do they still make BlackBerries?
I'm not even sure.
You know, they say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the stream. Something. No. Wait.
But yes, next week we're going to have Nate from Exploramate. Is that how you say it? Exploramate?
Exploraminate.
I can never say that
like,
right.
Think about Daleks.
Exploraminate. Yeah, that's a great site that focuses primarily on all kinds of 4X games, not just space. Hi, Dan. Are you drunk? Because you were talking about being drunk earlier. Are you drunk?
Dan's always drunk. At least on the weekends. Because from 7 in the morning.
I think we're going to shut this down because I can't... I mean, this game... It's so frustrating. This game is so... So frustrating. Okay, apparently Wink's other channels work fine. I'm not sure what's going on there. But this game is so frustrating. I mean, it's like you're playing it like I can see what they could have done right. You know, it's like on the horizon I could see where this could have been made better. And it just isn't. And it's so... And you know what's weird about it? It's chuggy. On like a machine that is 16 years newer than this game. It's chuggy. Like, I don't get that at all.
It's weird. Yeah.
So, folks, this game might be worth owning if you want to try. If you want to try a really terrible space sim with a fairly decent dynamic campaign, or if you're an XCOM completist, wait for I got the entire XCOM series before there was a new one. That was like one of the first things I bought on Steam was like the XCOM series, all 5 games for like $7. Like, what? So when this goes on sale, and it will go on sale, get it, because it's worth seeing what they fucked up. And I would love to be able to track down one of the people who worked on it. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should track down. I didn't want to. I was afraid that I'd be too mean. Like, what the fuck, man? You know, that I was afraid of.
The temptation is there.
It really is. It's so there. The temptation is like, Jesus, what the hell, dude? But this game is, it's like really an interesting study into how to really fuck up a game design.
Oh, yes.
It is.
That's its intrinsic value.
Yeah.
This is a cautionary tale.
It starts with a great idea. This game is a great idea that just can't get one of its sections perfect. It tries to do too many things. None of them are exceptional. Some of them outright are horrible. And it just makes no sense to me. And even flying with a mouse is just a mess. Like, it makes it a little better than the joystick. It does have force feedback, which is interesting. So if you have a force feedback stick, like I do, it will shake and rumble. That's kind of neat. But, yeah, this game is just a mess. I wanted to like it. I really tried to, like, because I love dynamic campaigns. You know me, I love games.
Oh, yeah.
I love games with dynamic campaigns. And this is just, I would rather play... What's a really shitty game with a dynamic campaign? Did the third iteration of Gunship have a dynamic campaign?
I have no idea on that because I didn't really play it that much. Yeah. Which is sad because, like, I was the helicopter guy, right? For how many years? And then that game came out and it broke my heart.
Is utterly heartbreaking. No, that game is. You know what else was heartbreaking? I don't know if you saw this on Steam. There was a game that popped up the other day called Flight Unlimited.
But it's the mobile version.
And I was like, what the fuck? Is this like the original Flight Unlimited from Looking Glass Studios on Steam? I would buy that in a heart. Nope. No, it's some stupid-ass mobile game that somehow got the name Flight Unlimited from whoever's left at Looking Glass, and it looks like shit. That's another heartbreak, is when they take, like... shit you love. Like, Gunship, I guess, is another good one. Like, you know what? Remember the interactive magic flight sims, like IF-22 and IF-18?
Oh, yeah.
The sim part was problematic. They were buggy as shit. They had great campaign generators.
Mm-hmm.
The Talon campaign, I think they were called. Those were great. What is a good flight sim with a shitty... What is it, like, a good... What's a flight sim with, like, a good dynamic campaign and, like, a shitty flight? I can't think of one.
No, because, like, IL-2 had a really nice dynamic campaign generator by the end, right?
By the end.
But it's a good game, right? So that doesn't count. I can't think of anything that's, like, that the dynamic campaign was good, but the game around it was shitty. Usually it was the other way around, right?
Yeah, like Total Air War was great. EF-2000 was great. All the Jane's games that had dynamic campaigns, even though they weren't really, really dynamic, they were kind of fudging it. Those were great. Falcon 4, I mean, come on. That's like the gold fucking standard right there. But... yeah, like, there aren't a lot of games where the campaign is good, but the flight part is shitty. No, Wink, Free Space 2 doesn't have a dynamic campaign. Oh, my God. Can you imagine a Free Space 2 with a dynamic campaign? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would never leave my house. I would never, never fucking leave my house. No, Wink, Free Space is completely scripted. There is nothing dynamic about that at all. I'm thinking more like you're, you know, your Falcons, your Longbows, your EF-2000s, your Total Air Wars, your Wings of... hey, what about Microsoft Combat Flight Simulator 3? That was meh with a good campaign.
Okay. I don't know.
I got one. Luftwaffe Commander.
Never saw it. But that was a Rowan thing, wasn't it?
No, that was SSI.
Oh.
That was SSI. I believe it had a dynamic campaign, but the flight model was shit. Now, Rowan had good stuff. Rowan had, Mig Alley and Battle of Britain, which I don't know if you played Battle of Britain 2.
Maybe it was Battle of Britain that I was thinking about. Yeah.
It was buggy, but it wasn't bad.
But that one had like the whole campaign thing too, right? Because you had to do all the ground management stuff.
Yeah, that has a super.
So that's what I was thinking. Like, I didn't like the flying, but I really liked the ground stuff.
Oh, you should try the new version, the Battle of Britain 2. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. They have like hundreds of planes in the air at one time, like these massive bomber raids.
Wasn't it that one where they said like. It actually, when the game came out, I mean, it's maybe fixed now, but when the game came out, it was like, warning, don't buy this shit because crashes all the time and
it was buggy as shit when it came out, but there's a sequel to it that is, it's kind of in the same space as Wings Over Flanders Field. It's like a really well maintained, like by fans type thing. I mean, it costs $20. And it looks
so. You have to get the game and then put a $20 fan mod on top of it. And then
no. You buy the game. It's $20 gets you the whole kit and caboodle. It's not like Wings Over Flanders Field where you have to buy Combat Flight Simulator 3, and then you have to buy Wings Over Flanders Fields to go on top of it. No, Battle of Britain 2 is its own thing.
Hey, you know how you have a bunch of birds, it's a flock, and you get a bunch of fish, it's a school. If you had a bunch of kittens, they should call that a caboodle. All right, we're done.
No, Odyssey just asked about Star Shatter. We actually have talked about Star Shatter. I've got some videos of it on the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/spacegamejunkie. That game it's got a great campaign, but the flight modeling is it's a very hard game. It doesn't have a bad flight model. It's just hard. And also... there's no consequences to dying, which makes it really rough. Like, I would rather my pilot die and have to start again, than, die in a mission. Oh, I lost a fighter, but I get to keep going. No, that's not how it should work. That bugged me. If my pilot dies, my pilot should die. You know what I mean? And then I should have to start again from the bottom rung of the ladder. That one gets a lot right, but that one still has some issues. But keep an eye out for Rogue System, you guys. That's going to have a dynamic campaign, Falcon 4 type switchology. That one looks amazing, so keep an eye out for that. But yeah, next week we're going to talk about...
we're going to talk about how much Alex is playing Warframe all the time, day and night. Nothing but Warframe.
We're going to talk about Ascendancy. Don't forget to visit RogueGameJunkie.com. I just started that. Also, don't forget to visit Patreon.com/SpaceGameJunkie. We are this close to reaching our goal of being able to afford our own official rented TeamSpeak server where we don't have to give out the IP address of Jim's computer because I don't like doing that. So I'd rather have, Space
but you game. Know, but here's the thing, right? We could go with Raid Call. Raid Call is free, and you just join our group. We would have a Space Game Junkie group. Uh-huh. You put that in, pow, you're in there. They don't charge for servers or anything. I don't know what their revenue model is. I think they have a little bit of advertising in the front of the client or something. But Raid Call. It's like we're playing Warcraft. Let's go on a raid.
Right.
Call.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wink, yes, exactly, like X-Wing, sometimes, or TIE Fighter, sometimes if you die, if you got shot down, you might be rescued, or you might get captured, and your game is over. I would have much rather had that in Star Shatter, because it was trying to be a much more serious game, but no, you just kept going. They didn't even explain, you were rescued, or whatever. Nope, you just next mission, what?
So even if you died, got killed, whatever. Next mission. So the campaign would advance.
Yes.
You would have to redo.
Yes. And it kind of ruined the immersion.
Yeah, I would prefer to be like, nope, you got to redo that or something, right?
Yeah, I would much rather be like, nope, you start a new pilot from this day. You start at the bottom rank. And
now you're a rookie.
Now you have to
fill your bunk.
Exactly. Right? Now you're a nugget. Now you're a nugget, and you got to start all over again. I would much prefer that than, oh, I just get to keep going. Like, no. It really ruined the immersion. It really just put a fork in it. Raid Call apparently has loud mics and spammers, according to Odyssey.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either. I'd much rather have TeamSpeak. It's much more.
Well, the reason that I learned about Raid Call at all is
Hunter uses it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd much rather have like something a little more stable, like TeamSpeak, which just has a much bigger, longer history and everything, and much more people use and are familiar with. But anyway, folks, we're going to cut the stream and the podcast. So thank you for watching and listening as we trembled through this just mess of a game that could have been so much better and obviously wasn't. So we'll see you next time, folks. Bye-bye.